story, just looking at a movie called Radio Free Album Month, I don't know why. And there is a scene there that I gave me an idea for a scene in this story somewhere. Let me try to explain it. You have here someone, could be P or whoever, or in Maria world, whatever fits. He's at home. It could be Pio because he is could say like this. He has by his behavior in general, and we're talking online and we're talking, speaking to this person, that person, and so on, shown a certain inappropriate behavior, suggesting inappropriate ideas. That could be ideas coming from, you know, being implanted by false information from the enemy. So we're just here. You know, he gets a ring on his door and a couple standing there. Young, and they are, and that's important here, the characters. You have good, socially adept, very proper young people. And they are, they have decided they want to dedicate their lives to the good, that which is good and best for the world, for everyone. And so they get, well, they of course approach and seek engagement in the social sector somehow or other, and get a specific job of, how to say, of defending and working for the enlightenment of the people in the country, to see the obvious. I mean, today people are unfortunately ignorant, many, and the social media and all that can mislead people into very strange beliefs. That can, of course, be taken advantage of or even be instigated by foreign evil powers, non-democratic, totalitarian dictatorship powers, fascist powers, whatever. So we just need to they decide there, someone, that we send people around, couples like that, to talk. How are you? And we're just here from the social well-being department or whatever. And we're here to see if there's anything we can do for you. And by the way, just a few questions here. And we have questions that are, well, it's also about political, we can take that from this film, because there was a couple there, but they looked a little bit too science fictionish, but we can do something like that. Are you following any of these online podcasters or whatever in the list? And were you ever contacted by foreign government? We can take it a little bit more subtle even than that, to really show, I mean, we can pick it from the old communist days of Eastern Europe, East Germany and so on, and from China, from Russia, Soviet Union in general, where people were spying on each other. Not because someone told them to, but because they want to be good citizens, loyal to the government, which is the people. And of course, a democratic government also is the people. So in the name of democracy, we are loyal to the democratic ideas. And which are those ideas? Well, you learn them in our democratic schools and through our democratic media. And what ideas are we talking about? With democratic ideas. You know what that means. But let's not talk about such things. How are you doing? You have children? Wife, see here, you were divorced. Anything you want to say about that? Did it make you unhappy? You know, they kind of slip into the therapy mode here, which is, it can be very pleasant to sit and speak to someone who you trust, but not the one who just rang on your door and who you don't even know it is. So, but a little bit also like cult members who are out preaching, doing their missionary work, and you know, just the Jehovah's Witnesses, they are a little bit like that. So we can create something like that. To show, we don't need to talk about it, but to show how people become by this mass, or what is it called, formation or whatever, this bubble. We show the bubble, we don't talk about it. So that people, those who are intelligent enough, will just go, whoops, hey, this is how it's going on in our society. Something like that. Because it's important, really. And I want that to be there in the story.